Logistics 101, a 5-minute discussion surrounding the government's Logistics Hub initiative.
Welcome and thanks for joining us. I am Aldine Campbell. Now, as the country prepares to take advantage of the increased job opportunities anticipated from the Logistics Hub Initiative, the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, has been equipping individuals with the requisite skills and knowledge. Now, the institution, in collaboration with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, as well as other stakeholders, has been offering interactive courses such as Logistics 101 and Logistics 102. Joining us today on the program, we have Chairman of the Subcommittee on Education and Training for the Logistics Hub Task Force, Dr. Fritz Pinnock, to talk to us about these courses being offered by the CMI. Dr. Pinnock, explain to us where we are now as it relates to the Logistics 101 and Logistics 102.
Well, quite interesting, a partnership that started with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce and the Caribbean Maritime Institute. We developed the Logistics 101, which has been a resounding success. Face-to-face, we have conducted 34,850 participants. We have conducted this training to face-to-face, in addition to several online and using social media. So it has been very, very positive. And in fact, what was one of the single factor in moving the Jamaica Logistics performance in the 2014 index by 53 places, the only country that has ever had a significant movement. The 102 is an advanced course, which again will make free of cost to the public. And this is now a 2-day training program, which we are now going to a specialized module where we're doing logistics and supply chain operations. We'll start by looking at the changes in the whole logistics industry, the impact of globalization, the economic zones, and we're going to take this, you know, as a slice where we get deeper and give people certain tools to be able to analyze the global industry. And this is a must do.
So you say it's a must do. Is it that it has not yet started?
It has been developed, and in fact, we're ready. They are awaiting the launch. The Ministry of Industry have planned 2 dates, but we're definitely going to do this by July. The 102 will be a success, and we're going to roll it out right across the island. One of the requirements is that you should have done at least the 101. As a prerequisite, because the 102 is now a specialized course. It will be free of cost, and you can contact the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce Office or the Caribbean Maritime Institute.
Now, talk to us about your target audience for the Logistics 102.
Well, the 102 is open to all Jamaicans. We're looking at the MSME sector. We'll be working closely with them to ensure that we reach to business people to be able to reposition their businesses. It's not about just looking at the global market as a complex case and I just hold a little corner and try to sell something, but how do we position our companies in the value chain? And it's a new paradigm.
So while we're taking care of our MSMEs, there's also logistics training in our secondary and tertiary level institutions. Talk to us about that.
Well, the impact of the committee has been significant. And where CMI and the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce have kicked this off, but other institutions and entities are getting involved, which is very good. And I'd like to commend Exed Community College that, you know, with the Canadians have developed a logistics associate degree. And this is a good program and I recommend it. That is a good way to start if you want to learn, you know, to look at the new skills. And that's just one. At the Cape level, the Caribbean Maritime Institute have developed a new Cape subject, Logistics and Supply Chain Operations, which has been approved by CXC. We have done seminars throughout the Caribbean. And we're doing intensive training in the summer in this era. And this will be rolled out in September across several high schools who want to take this up. So I'm quite excited about this. And I personally conducted a seminar about the 19th and 20th of May in Trinidad. It was a resounding success. We had over 50 teachers participating from Trinidad and Tobago and Grenada. Other seminars have been held in Barbados, in Antigua, and one to come now in Guyana. So I'm expecting great things. And several teachers' colleges have come on board. Sam Sharp Teachers College have come on board, partner with us. Knox Community College is about retraining. We have an oversupply of teachers, but we need teachers in certain specialized areas. So it's a matter of retraining some of our teachers in this new specialized skill area that they can now deliver and also make themselves available to the private sector.
That's it for this edition of Logistics 101. Join us again next week when Dr. Pinnock will talk to us about the importance of education and training as Jamaica moves towards becoming a logistics-centered economy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.